thank the guidance of the Lord, and this afternoon we have Brother Francisco to testify for us the wonderful work and the grace of God in his life.
感谢神的带领，我们今天下午有 Francisco 弟兄来这边，为神做见证。
So we ask Brother Francisco.
Let's pray in silence.
请大家同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主圣名在这边做见证。
At the beginning, when I was asked to give my testimony,
当初在有人来请我做见证的时候
，I was telling my wife like, I don't have anything to share with them. Well, what am I going to talk about?
我跟我太太讲说，我好像没有什么可以见证的。
But after the last spiritual convocation.
但在三次灵恩会结束之后
，I heard one testimony from one of the brothers, the Irvan Church.
我听到从厄尔瓦教会来的弟兄做的见证。
And I was amazed because everything in our life is controlled by God.
我很惊奇，因为我知道神掌控我们的生命。
Every move that we do and everything that we say and tell is guided by God.
我们所行的、所做的都是神带领。
So then I told my wife, you know what? I don't think that I'm going to have enough time to share everything that I want to share with the brothers and sisters at church.
我跟我太太说，可能我所要见证的，可能的时间会不够。
Because I guess my life, I have received so much love and so much guidance from God.
因为我这一生当中，从神那边领受到的非常多。
But then I would like to start saying that I was born in Mexico. I'm a Mexican.
那我想首先为了。介绍我自己，我是在墨西哥出生。
I'm the middle child. I was raised in a family of two brothers, one older and one younger brother.
那我们家有三个小孩，我是中间的那个。
I wouldn't say that my mom was a single mom, but at the age of 4 years, when I was 4 years old, my mom and my dad they separate.
那我四岁的时候，我父母就分离。
So basically, I grew up without having any.Father role model.
所以我小时候长大的时候没有爸爸在身边。
Actually, I don't remember seeing my father. Probably I saw him once or twice in my entire life.
我不太记得他长什么样子，可能只看过一两次。
But thank God, my mom was able to raise us and give us education.
那感谢神，我妈可以独自这样子把我们三个养大。
Yeah, I was born in countryside in one state that they call Aguascalientes.
那我在墨西哥的一个乡村里面
长大。But when my mom and my dad separated, we moved to Mexico City because she had some relatives in Mexico City.
在我父母离异之后，我妈妈就搬到墨西哥的城市。
So basically, I grew up in Mexico City, one of the toughest cities in the world.
所以我其实是在就是墨西哥市里面长大的。
When I was in the age of 19, my mom got very, very sick.
19岁的时候，我妈妈得了生了一场重病。
And she passed away when I was, I believe, 20.
二十岁的时候，她妈妈就离世。
It was a tough time, but anyway, we were able to make it thanks to my aunt who take care of us.
那因为我们的亲戚把我们接到家里住，所以我们就这样子继续下去。
During my life in Mexico, as I said, I grew up in Mexico City. In my life in Mexico, I was raised under Catholic Church beliefs.
那在墨西哥长大的时候，我是在天主教的教导之下长大。
I knew the entire rosary. I knew all the prayers. I knew everything that I have to do in.
那我对天主教的天主教的一些里面的教义跟什么都很非常的熟悉。
Yeah, actually, I remember one of the things that my mom really wanted me to get into the church, but to me was, kind of incomplete. It was like, it could be the real church, this, because why should I pray to some like idols or statues?
那我妈妈其实一直希望我能够去一个教会，那我那时候也在自己在想说，到底哪一个是真的教会
？But anyway, I think her intentions were good towards us.
那我知道我妈妈的动机是好的。
I mentioned that because I remember that she took me to some classes about the Holy Spirit.
我记得我妈妈曾经带我去上一些有关圣灵的课。
For they have to go through the Bible, I believe, and get baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那课的内容就是说要怎么受洗。
I didn't know what it was back then, but the word Holy Spirit is stuck in my mind, like thinking that when you receive or when you have the Holy Spirit, it's kind of you are in a higher level on your faith.
那我那时候对圣灵其实不太了解，但唯一的印象就是当人有圣灵之后，就感觉是到了另外一个层次。
Yeah, I mentioned that as an information for I'm going to say it and ahead. I studied in Mexico some careers that were related to helping people.
那我在墨西哥的时候，是读有关要怎么来帮助人。
Basically, I wanted to help people how to produce more food and to help those who are poor in my country. But it was a very bad experience for me to choose that career.
那我工作的我第一份工作是去帮助一些贫穷的人。
Because in my country it's very corrupt. Actually, when we were helping people, the poorest people in the country, we were asked to leave that estate.
那在墨西哥是非常腐败的一个国家。
Yeah, but I guess God knew what it was going to happen in my life because thanks to that career, I could get the U.S. visa very easily.
那我相信一切都有神的带领，因为我第一工作，我就这样子得到美国的绿卡。
Which I never looked for because many of my colleagues in college, they asked me, why didn't you get a visa? I said, what do I need a visa for? I'm not going to go to U.S. Actually, I hate that country.
其实那个时候大学的同学就问我说你要不要美国的签证？那时候我回答说为什么我要。
And they also asked me, why don't you take some English classes? English, I'm not going to speak English. What do I need English here in Mexico for?
那他们问我说要不要学英文呢？我会回答他们说我要学英文做什么呢？
But I didn't know that I was going to use it in the future.
但那时候我并不知道我将来会到美国来。
Anyway, I went to the embassy and I got the visa very easily, as I said, for 10 years.
所以我那时候去了美国的办事处那边拿，然后就这样子得到了美国的签证。
And I still denying to use my visa. I never came to U.S. until probably when I had 3 years left.
那在美国签证剩三年的时候，我才来美国。
Because I didn't have the necessity. I didn't have anything for what I have to be here in U.S.
因为我那个时候还没有可以让我来美国的一些东西。
All that I wanted to finish my graduate school and help more people in my country.
那我那时候的志愿就是想要继续读完书，然后在我的国家帮助更多的人。
But as I said, after I finished my career, I get very disappointed because the corruption in my country was not in my hands, and all the effort and all the hard work that we did was for nothing.
但是当我在第一份工作的时候，我发觉到这些我们国家的腐败并不是我能够掌控的。
So then I started using my U.S. visa, but in different ways. I went to the border and buy used clothes and started selling in my country.
那我那时候就离开了我的国家，到这个美国跟墨西哥的边界。
Because I needed to make a living anyway.
那时候我需要找份工作来养活自己。
I tried to find a job in my field, but as I said, it was very difficult.
那我就到处的去找工作。
I started teaching. I was a junior high teacher, but the salary that they pay was not enough to support my family, my aunt and my brothers.
那我也尝试去教书，但是那个收入不是太好，没有办法支持我跟我弟弟还有我的。
So I needed to have different income, so that's why I started using my visa to come to U.S. But just the border.
那所以那个时候就这样子四处的去寻找。
In one of those trips, I encountered one of my uncles.From my dad's side.
那就这样子在旅行当中，我碰到了我爸爸那边的一个亲戚。
He's the one who told me, "What are you doing here in San Antonio?"
那他就问我说，你在圣安东尼做什么
？And I told him, "Well, I'm buying some clothes, and I'm going to sell it in my country so I can get some income."
那我就跟他说，我想要在这边做点生意，把带回到墨西哥，这样我可以赚一点钱。
And he told me, why don't you go to L.A.? You have an aunt in L.A. She's going to be more than happy to receive you over there.
那他告诉我说我在洛杉矶有个亲戚叫我去那
边。And I was very excited. I said, LA, wow, all the movies, all the nice beaches, the sun and everything. Wow, it'll be fine to go there.
那我就想说，洛杉矶听起来是就是像电影里面那样子。
So I called her and she said, yeah, sure, come over, no problem.
所以打电话给这个阿姨，那她就说，她很高兴的邀请我来这边。
And I told my wife, well, I told my wife that I was very excited because I was thinking in my mind like, oh, I'm going to go to California. Everyone is going to be jealous of me because in Mexico City, everyone dreams about coming to California.
那我后来告诉我太太说，那时候我非常的兴奋可以来到洛杉矶，因为在我的国家里面，大家都梦想来这个地方。
But when I arrived in downtown LA, specifically in Culver City.Full of Mexican, I thought, what am I doing here? Where are the blonde girls driving a nice sports cars on the beach?
那时候我来到了洛杉矶市中心，看到非常多的墨西哥人，我就在想说，为什么我来这边
？I felt that I was in Mexico, and I wanted to go back right away.
那我就想说，自己跟墨西哥没有不一样。
I said, this is even worse than Mexico. What am I doing here? Like, I don't speak the language. Well, I have no problem because everyone speaks Spanish here.
那我以为我会有困难在这边适应，但是因为这边大家都说西班牙文，所以我觉得没有问题。
My aunt's husband, he found a job for me.
那我这个阿姨的先生帮我找到一份工作。
I start doing some cleaning in houses. When the people move out of the house, I have to clean the bathrooms and the kitchens.
那我就开始这份工作就是帮去清扫一下人的家里。
And that pushed me to think to going back to Mexico even more.
那因为这样的工作让我更想要回去到墨西哥。
Because I thought in Mexico, at least I was a teacher, I was respected. But here, well, nobody cares what I do or what I don't.
因为我想我在墨西哥至少还是一个老师，有人尊敬，但在这边我什么都不是。
But one of my coworkers invited me over. He said, "Do you want to move? We live in Rolling Hills, so do you want to go over there? It's better than LA."
那我有个同事就问我说，你要不要跟我搬到 Rolling Hills 去？
And I said, "Okay, I would like to."
那我就跟他说好。
So then I felt that I'd arrived in Taiwan.
那来到 Rolling Hills 之后，我就发觉好像来到台湾一样。
Full of Asian people, but that's fine. As long as I have a job, it was fine.
这边非常多中国人，那但是我觉得没有关系，至少我还有一份工作。
One day I was walking. I was not even searching for a job because I said, "Okay, I'm going to take a day break. I'm going to walk, see the neighborhood, and see what I can eat."
那有一天我就请了一天假，然后在我住家的附近走一走。
And I don't know why one Asian guy he stopped by and he said, "Hey, amigo, do you want to work for me?"
那有一位中国人就来问我说，你要不要工作？
And I said, "Okay, I'm not looking for a job, but yeah, sure, why not?"
我跟他说，虽然我没有在找工作，但是 OK, 好啊。
I was riding my bike and I said, "Okay." He said, "Follow me."
那我那时候骑着脚踏车，他跟我说就跟随他。
And we went from Nogal Street in Rolling Hills all the way pretty much to Diamond Bar.
那我们从 Rolling Hills 就这样子到 Diamond Bar 去。
What is this guy taking me? He wants me to go to Taiwan. Where am I going?
那我就在想说，这个人到底要带我去哪里呢
？Anyway, that's the way how I got my job in a Japanese restaurant.
那之后就是因为那次的际遇，我在日本餐厅找到了工作。
I had in my mind a plan in my mind. My plan was to raise some money and then move to Canada or Alaska.
那我一直有一个梦想，就是哪一天我赚够了钱，就要搬到加拿大或是阿拉斯加去。
Because I always had that dream that to become a cowboy in Montana or some places like that. So I wanted to go very badly.
那我一直想可以成为在沙漠里面的一个西部牛仔或是类似的人，所以我一直很想要去那种地方。
So I worked in this Japanese restaurant for almost 2 years.
那我在这个日本餐厅工作大概快三年。
But I believe after a year.
但一年之后，第一年之后
，is when I met my wife.
我就遇到我老婆。
She started working there as a waitress.
她那个时候在那里是一个服务生。
And the custom of this Japanese owner was to introduce each worker every time that he hired someone new on the restaurant. He introduced to everyone.
那这个餐厅的老板他有一个习惯，就是每当有新的人进来工作，他会一一的为大家介绍。
And as I said before, I wanted to be a cowboy, so.I wasn't looking for a girlfriend, but I always had in my mind that the cowgirl looking for me.
那我刚提到说，我一直想要 变得像西部牛仔一样，所以我在我印象里面，脑海里面一直有一个我太太的一个形象。
But when he introduced Phoebe to us, I was like, "Wow, what's that?" I don't even remember her name. I was just looking at her.
那当这个老板介绍我太太给我们认识的时候，我那时候就非常的惊奇。
And I said, "She doesn't wear boots. She's not like a cowgirl, but she's even more than that."
我就想说，她虽然看起来不像一个西部牛仔女孩，但是她好像比那更好。
But of course, I never told her anything. It was just only in my mind.
但我这些从来都没有跟她讲，只是在脑里面这样想。
When she said hi to everyone, she spoke in Spanish to us.
那当她跟大家打招呼的时候，她用西班牙文介绍自己。
So I thought that she knew some Spanish, and she thought that I knew some English.
那我以为她会西班牙文，那她以为我会英文。
But all that I knew, it was, "Hey, how are you? My name is Francisco, and you?" That's it.
那我所会的英文就是你好吗？我叫 Francisco.
But anyway, we met, and one day she said, "Would you like to go to church with me?" I didn't even get the word. Like, what did he say?
那有一天，他就突然问我说：“你要不要去教会呢？”我根本还没有机会问他他的问题是什么。
And then she gave me a Bible. I said, "Oh, I know what she wants."
那他送了一本圣经给我，那我知道他想要做什么。
And I said, "Sure, why not? Let's go."
我就跟他说。好啊，那就去吧。
Oh, I used to work from Monday to I had the day off on Monday, so we work from Tuesday to Sunday.
那因为我星期一休假，所以是从礼拜二到礼拜星期日工作。
So Saturday, thank God, I start working at 3 p.m.
那星期六的话是下午三点开始工作。
So she invited me over here to church.
所以他邀请我到教会
来。I didn't know that the service was going to be in Chinese and with English interpretation.
那个时候我并不知道这教会的聚会是讲中文和英文翻译。
She knew that I didn't know English.
那她知道我不会英文。
But she was very kind because in the moment that we arrived here, there was someone else next to me interpreting in Spanish.
那她人非常好，因为我在来到教会之后，发现我旁边有个翻西班牙文的人。
I was amazed because this brother, his name is Joseph, he's from Bolivia. I was like, "How do you speak Spanish? You look weird, but you speak Spanish."
但那个弟兄是从玻利维亚来的，他会讲西班牙文。
But I gotta be honest, the first impression when I get inside, when I cross that door, it was like, this church is very empty, very plain.
那当我第一次走进这个会堂，我发现
where are,
这个教会非常的朴素。
Where are those fancy decorations that I'm used to see in my country? The saints, the paints. Oh, it's very cheap, everything here.
那我就在想，这为什么没有一些比较华丽的装饰呢？
But of course, I didn't know any better. I just was looking at the building.
那个时候我只是专注在这个建筑物上面。
And the second thought that I had is like, what am I doing here, full surrounded by Asian people, listening to some service that I don't get anything about it?And in Chinese and in English, well, I'm just here just for being here 1 hour and that's it.
那个时候，我就自己想说，为什么我来这边呢？因为我根本都听不懂聚会的内容，然后旁边都是身边都是中国人。
But as I said before, when I was in Mexico, my mom took me to some classes about the Holy Spirit.
那我之前提到说，我妈妈小时候，我们小的时候，我妈妈带我们去上一些有关圣灵的课。
And something that really stuck in my mind is when they said, "Now we are going to pray in the Spirit."
那个时候的老师就说，我们现在要来祷告，是用圣灵来祷告。
And of course, in Mexico, I heard about when they said, like, "Oh, do you hear that guy? He was praying in tongues." I was, "Tongues? What is that?"
那个时候有人用灵言祷告，我就会问说，那个是什么呢？
So it got in my mind, like when you pray in tongues, it's kind of you in upper level, or you are closer to God.
所以我的印象，我对圣灵的印象就是，好像你在祷告的用灵言祷告的时候，你跟神更亲近。
But as I said, when I get here and I hear everyone speaking in tongues, it's like, wow, this is something that I never expected because I was used to see just only one in 100 people speaking in tongues.
那当我来到这边，看到每个人，大部分人都用灵言祷告，我那时候非常的惊奇，因为在我以前去的教会，可能100个里面只有一个人会讲灵言。
And the second thing that I really get not impressed, but I get moved by is the Sabbath.
那还有因为安息日也是让我 备受感动的。
Because as I said, I knew all the commands when I was in Mexico in the Catholic Church, or I knew the four commands.
那我刚刚提到说，我以前去其他教会，那我知道圣经里面的教导。
Well, even though they remove it from the Bible, but they split it in two. But I knew that we have to keep the Sabbath.
那虽然我是去天主教，但是我知道说，圣经里面的教导是我们要守安息日。
So I thought like, well, they keep the Sabbath and they speak in tongues. Might be something else, but I didn't get, moved to come over again.
那我知道这个教会守安息日又有圣灵，所以我知道这个教会是好的，但是我并没有因为这样子而受感动，想要再回来。
She keep on asking me to come more and more times to church, which I did.
那时候我的太太就一直也不断的邀请我来回到教会来，那我就有时候会跟她来。
But as I said, I didn't get anything about it because when I was listening to services, many of the speakers they speak aboutWhen I was in Taiwan, my time in China, I was like, I'm not from Taiwan, I'm not from China. What do I have to hear that for?
那我刚刚有提到说，我在聚会的时候根本从我们的道理里面得不到什么东西，因为很多讲道的人都会讲说他们以前在台湾，以前在其他地方的一些经验。
But the point is that I was paying attention about the speaker. I wasn't paying attention about God's word.
但我想我说的。所错过的是，我那时候只专注在讲道人他讲的话，而不是神的话。
So then I decided to stop coming to church.
那个时候我就决定不想再来教会。
Even though some brothers and sisters they keep on calling me, "Hey, Francisco, do you want to come over?" I said, "No, thank you. Not this time. Next time."
那有时候有一些弟兄姐妹会打电话给我邀请我来，那我就会委婉的拒绝他们。
Giving always excuses, for example, "Oh, I have to work on Saturday. I can't."
我可能就会给一些借口，就是像我星期六需要工作。
Oh, I don't have car. How can I go there?
那我没有车子，我要怎么去呢
？Well, after a year,
那一年过去了。
I switched jobs. I started working in construction, which I allowed me to come on Saturdays.
那我换了工作，去做了一些建筑的工作。那个时候我星期六就有时间来教会。
But I keep on putting excuses.
但我一直的找借口。
I don't have car.
我没有车子。
And then after a while, I bought a car.
但是过不久之后，我买了一台车。
So I was thinking, wow, why do I have to get everything? Like, it's like they really want me to go to church or what?
那个时候我就想说，我现在都有车了，但他们这样子一直来邀请，是真的很想要我去教会吗
？But that, by then I was already enrolled in San Antonio College studying English.
那个时候我在学校学英文。
Because I said I don't want to bother anyone for me to be next to me interpreting. I want to do it by myself. Was one more excuse for me to not come to church.
因为我觉得我不想要来教会麻烦任何人，为我翻译，我想要以自己的方式来听到。
Because the grace of God, I was able to understand more English more and more each day.
那感谢神，我越来越可以懂英文。
So I was.Able to be here by myself, drive by myself, and not even missing work on Saturdays.
那我那个时候就慢慢可以自己来教会，自己听道理，然后都不没有错过安息日。
But even though I decide, well, I might go to different churches, for example, Hispanic churches.
但是我同时有念头想说，我或许可以去其他像西班牙的教会。
I gotta go there to at least.Feel more comfortable relating with people from the same background.
那我或许去那些比较多墨西哥人的地方，会让我觉得比较舒服，因为我们都是同一个背景。
It was probably during 3 or 4 years when I was attending different churches in my neighborhood.
那大概3到4年的时间，我就会在我们家附近的教会去聚会。
But it's very difficult to find a church who keeps the Sabbath.
但是要找到一个守安息日的教会并不容易。
So I was attending services on Sundays.
所以我有时候是星期日去教会。
And the second thing, they didn't pray in tongues.
那不同的地方是很多的教会都没有讲灵言。
They claim to be saved and they claim to have the Holy Spirit, but I was out in it.
他们自称他们是有灵言有圣灵，但是我心里有疑惑。
So then I started attending services, but I said, "Well, I'm not going to go to Baldwin Park because since it's kind of far away from my home. I was living in Fullerton, so I started going to Garden Grove."
那那时候我住在富勒城，那想说这个伯恩教会离我有点远，所以我就开始又找借口不来教会。
And I start going there Fridays and Mondays.
那我就开始去另外一个教会是礼拜五跟星期一去。
Because once again Saturday was kind of fun for me, hanging out with my friends or going after, going for a party or something like that.
那星期六我就会花时间跟朋友一起出去玩。
But the more I was attending those services in Garden Grove, and the more I was reading, well, even though I'm not so good reader, I was reading some parts in the Bible, I knew that I had to attend the right church.
那虽然我那时候在园林的一间教会聚会，那我知道我心里一直知道说我需要找到一个对的教会。
I knew that I had to get saved, and I knew that if I don't go and I don't receive the truth, I'm not going to be saved, even though I do whatever I do.
那我知道说我需要得救，我需要这个救恩。虽然说我一直在做我觉得对的事情，但是这好像都不够。
And I remember one time I was in my home and I received a phone call.
就是有一天在家里面我得到一个电话。
Was brother Jason and Jason and Chong.
那Jason 跟两个 Jason 弟兄还有 Chong 弟兄打电话给我。
They went to visit me and they said, oh, Francisco, we miss you. We haven't seen you at church.
他们打电话来说，很久没有在教会看到你了，所以我们很想念你。
And I was very touched because they said, why do those guys take the time to come here all the way from Baldwin Park to Fullerton? What if I don't receive them?
那他们想要来拜访我，那我觉得说他们这个路程非常的遥远。
So I feel moved. I said, well, you know what? I better go back to church.
所以我就这样子，因为受感动，在心里面跟自己讲说，我需要回来教会。
So I started attending Saturday services in Garden Grove.
所以我开始去真耶稣教会在园林那边守安息日。
And one day I was thinking, I better get baptized because even though I attend and I don't do the right things, I'm not going to get saved.
有一天我就突然想到说我需要受洗，因为如果我没有受洗，虽然我做对的事情，我还是没有办法得救。
For me, it was very difficult to get that decision because if I tell my family in Mexico that I'm going to get baptized in different church, let's say different denomination like Christian church, they will excuse me, they won't love me anymore.
那我那时候要做这个决定的时候非常挣扎，因为我知道如果我告诉我在墨西哥的家人，他们可能不会原谅我。
I took the courage, and one day I called, and I was talking with my older brother, and I started sharing with him about the Bible.
那有一天我就鼓起勇气打电话给我的家人，那跟我的弟弟分享这个福音。
And the first thing that he said is, "Are you gonna die?"
那我跟他分享圣经，那他第一问我的第一件事情就是，你是不是要死了？
And I said, "I'm not gonna die, but I wouldn't like to die if I don't get saved."
然后说，我跟他说我没有什么问题，只是我想说，在我死之前，我要得救。
The family knew that I was going to get baptized in different church.
我家人知道说，我可能会在别的教会受洗。
Which was kind of matter for me because I feel that they thought that I was betraying the family beliefs and religion.
那他们觉得说去一个教会受洗好像就是背叛了他们家族里面的一些信仰。
So I made a decision to get baptized.
但我还是就这样子决定的要来受洗。
It was very funny because I didn't have the urging to get baptized, but I wanted to get baptized, so I went to visit TJ in El Monte Church.
那我那时候就去 El Monte 教会拜访了 TJ 传道。
So he said, okay, next week it's going to be baptism in Baldwin Park. Would you like to go?
他跟我讲说，下一个礼拜就是在伯恩教会，灵恩会有洗礼，你要不要去？
Perfect timing. I want to.
那我跟他说，这是一个非常好的时间，我想要受洗。
During my decision to get baptized, I was having some physical problems.
那我那时候身体上有一些异样。
So before the baptism, I forgot to tell you that I went to the doctor to see what the problem was with my health.
那在受洗之前，我去看医生检查身体。
And after they run some tests, blood tests and physical tests and cystoscopies and many tests on me.
那个时候，医生在我身上做了非常多的测试。
I was diagnosed with cancer.
那医生判定我有癌症。
Bladder cancer.
是膀胱癌。
And I thought, like, Why did I decide to get baptized? I have to be diagnosed with this.
那时候就在想说，为什么在我受洗之前却被宣判这种消息
？I was tempted to drop it off. I said, you know, forget it. If I'm going to get baptized, probably God doesn't like me. That's why I get sick.
那我那时候一度想要放弃受洗。
But I didn't. I decided to go through the baptism, even though.
但我后来还是就这样子去。
So I get baptized in Baldwin Park. Well, in I guess it was March in Baldwin Park.
所以三月的时候，我在伯恩教会受洗。
And when I was thanking God, because I said, "Well, if the doctor can do anything about the cancer."
那我那时候就想说，如果连医生都没有办法医治我的话。
At least now God is in my side, and I'm going to pray to God so He can cure my cancer.
至少我现在有神，那我可以向神祷告。
And I keep on praying, but after a while,
我就一直向神祷告，但是祷告了一阵子之后
，all my weaknesses came up again.
那我所有的弱点都出来了。
God was helping me with my health, and I have a good health for a while.
那神那时候非常的怜悯我，让我有比较好的健康。
So I stopped coming to church.
那我就开始又没有来教会。
I was attending regular services.
我那时候有来教会也非常就是每个礼拜都来教会。
And also during that time, Phoebe, which she was in Taiwan for I guess 6 or 7 years.
那个时候我太太那时候人在台湾大概有6到7年的时间。
We met again and she told me that she was going to take some French classes in France.
那时候我们在这里碰面，她跟我讲说她要去法国拿一些
课。So during those 5 years, we didn't contact to each other often. Actually, we were friends just emailing once in a while.
所以五年过去，我们其实都没有很多的交集。
But when she told me that she was going to France for a year,
那时候她跟我讲说她要去法国一年。
I thought like, what did she have to tell me that she's going to France once again? So
我就想说，为什么她要跟我讲这个呢？
So I shared with my boss, my boss in the workplace.
那我就在工作，我工作的地方跟我上司讲这个消息。
And he said, if I were you, I would run to the nearest ring stores and buy a ring for her and kneel down and ask her for marriage.
那我老板就跟我讲说，如果我是你的话，我会去现在就去买一个戒指，然后跟她求婚。
And he said, after lunch, I don't want to see you here, so just go for it.
那他跟我讲说，我希望你等一下就可以这样去做。
And I did. I went to the nearest ring store. I bought a ring, and I said, I'm going to ask her.
那我就真的就是去珠宝店买了一个戒指，然后我下定决心要来问。
Because she's going to France, and I don't know if I'm going to see her again.
那因为她要去法国，我想说我不知道还有没有机会可以看到她。
I planned it, and I wrote what I'm going to say, but when I was in front of her, I forgot everything.
那我计划我要怎么跟他来求婚，但是当我碰到他的时候，我什么都忘记了。
That's not easy. Anyway, I asked her and she said yes.
所以我就这样子向他求婚，他也答应。
So thank God I received and I got and he gave me a beautiful confessional and sweet wife.
那我感谢神赏赐一个这么有爱心又有美丽的妻子给我。
Who has been helping me a lot in my spiritual growth.
那他也在我人生的低潮处帮助我很多。
And I mentioned that because after I get baptized, we got married 5 years ago. So on the second year of marriage,
所以五年前我们结婚，那在结婚的第二年
，I went for my regular checkups and concert.
我就去做例行的检查来。
And as I said, I was doing perfectly okay.
那个时候医生说我。什么都很好。
I was attending Bible studies on Sundays, but I was missing Saturday services because I got a different job.
那时候我星期日都有去查经，但是因为星期六需要工作，所以没办法来教会。
In construction. So when they ran the test, they said, you know what, the tumor is growing again.
但是我去检查的时候，医生说看起来好像这个癌症又回来了。
I felt very bad. I was like, wow.Once again, so now what should I do? And I saw my wife, and I thought like, oh, she's gonna cry with me, and we are gonna share this sadness moment.
那我就想说，怎么这个肿瘤又回来了呢？我想太太应该会非常的伤心。
But no, she did what a good Christian supposed to do. She just said, let's pray.
但我跟我太太讲这个消息之后，她反而是 勉励我一起祷告。
And I said, yeah, let's pray. You know what I'm going through, and you said, just pray.
那我就问他说，你知道我经历的所要经历的是什么？你却叫我只是祷告而已吗？
She was right.
但我说他是对的。
We pray. We ask brothers and sisters from church to pray.
那我们就一起祷告，也请教会的弟兄姐妹。
And after a month, because we decided to have a second opinion.
那一个月之后，我们打算去找第二个医生。
To choose the best treatment for me.
去来选择对我最好的一个治疗。
Because the doctor that I was seeing, he recommended a new treatment that was coming out from the market.
因为我第一次去看医生，他跟我建议一个就是刚刚出来的一种新疗法。
And they said the risk, and they said everything. So we decided to have a second opinion about that treatment.
他跟我讲这个疗法会有一些危险的地方，但所以我们就这样子决定要去找第二个医生。
And we needed to have an answer because the more you wait, the bigger and the more dangerous the tumors get.
那我们需要很快的找到一个答案，因为等越久，这个病会越来越严重。
But of course, we pray more than often, and we pray a lot.
那个时候我们就非常。
When we decide to have a surgery.
我们就一直的不断的祷告。那当我们决定我要来接受手术。
They have to run a test to know the size and the location, the specific location of the tumor.
那在手术之前，他们必须要来检验这个肿瘤到底在哪里。
So they run a test that they call cystoscopy, where it's a flexible camera going inside of you.
所以他们就用了一些相机，然后去来观察。
And the X-rays and everything.
那做了一些检验。
And I was so scared because I saw the doctor just moving his head.
那我那时候在检查的时候，我就看到这医生一直摇他的头。
Watching the screen and moving his head again.
那他就看这个荧幕，然后又摇我这样子摇着头。
And he called his colleague.
那他就叫了他的同事来。
And he told Phoebe and I, give me a minute.
他就跟我太太说，给我一分钟。
They said, well, we searched, and I don't know how, I don't know what you did, but the tumor is gone.
那他跟我们讲说，我一直在看，但是却没有找到这个肿瘤。
I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, positive.
I told him, 你确定吗？他说对。
And I was so gosh, one more time, God give me the chance to be healthy, and I'm gonna waste it again.
那我很感动，因为神又这样再次给我健康。
So I decided to quit working on Saturdays. I decided to quit all my bad habits. I decided to rely on God.
所以我就决定要换工作，然后星期六可以来教会守安息日。
I start praying more often, and I start being a Christian, a real Christian.
那我也开始多祷告，然后来做一个真正的基督徒。
But as I said before, sometimes I rely on myself, and I start feeling okay, and everything goes well, and well, let's pray not that much because I'm okay.
但是我知道，当我人生过得很顺利的时候，我就会开始又依赖自己。
And as a reminder, God always puts something in front of me to remind me that, hey, I'm here. Don't forget what I have done for you.
但是神，我知道神会不断时常的来提醒我说，不要忘记我。
January, when I went for my test again,
那在去年的一月，我又去做了检查。
They found one more tumor.
他们又找到了一个肿瘤。
And I said, once again, okay, no problem. Let's take it.
那我就想说，这次应该也没问题，我可以度过。
I told Phoebe that day that before my test, I said, Phoebe, you know, I don't feel that I'm doing God's will. I feel that I'm going in different directions.
但是那个时候我就告诉我太太说，我觉得我好像自己没有在遵循神的旨意，反而是走就是。
So when they ran the test, they found a small tumor growing.
那个时候医生就检查，发现有肿瘤在增长。
And this time the doctor he said, well, there is no problem because it's in a very, very early stage, so we just have to remove it and let's see what's going on later.
那医生说其实没有太大的问题，因为这还是早期。
So they remove it.
所以他们就开刀来把这个肿瘤移除。
Even though we pray, I thought like, well, it's not God's will this time. Probably He knows me better than anyone else, so let's do His will.
那我知道说神比任何人更了解我，所以我知道神会带领。
And also in that moment, well, in the same year, I was asked to help with some holy work in Dominican Republic.
那同样那一年我教会也请我到多米尼加去帮忙一些圣工。
With once again, I thank God because the company that I'm working, that I was working for in construction, they allowed me to go there.
那感谢神，那时候我在的公司允许我这样子去。
And even though the economy is very bad, like I always able to find a job and to ask for free time to go Dominican Republic.
那虽然那时候整个经济都不是很好，但是感谢神，我还是有办法找到工作，也同时让我可以去多米尼加做圣工。
So those are many of the things that I have been helped by God, and I have been received His mercy.
那这就是我在过去的时间里面，我感受到从神而来的一些帮助。
And through all those difficulties, I found out that this is the real and true church.
那因为我过往的经验，我知道这个教会是真的。
And now that I'm here, I don't want to waste any more moment, and I don't want to walk away from God. I just want to do His will.
那既然我知道这是一个真教会，所以我不想要再浪费更多的时间，而想要把握每次的机会来为神做圣工。
And I'm always thankful with Him because also He gave me a beautiful daughter.
那我也很感谢神给我一个非常可爱的女儿。
Which the pregnancy wasn't that smooth. It was very hard for Phoebe and was a dangerous birth.
那对我太太 Phoebe 来说，怀孕的过程也是非常的危险。
But thank God she's very healthy and I try to do my best.
那感谢神，孩子生下来一切都非常的都很健康。
And through her, I can see how much love God has for us because as a parent, I can see the difference.
那也因为我有这个女儿，我可以了解到神对我们的爱有多大，因为这是一个身为父母的一个经验。
And I know that our Heavenly Father is always there for us, taking care of us and listening our prayers.
那我也知道说我们的天父一直都是在那边看顾我们，听我们祷告。
So I'm very thankful for that, and I'm very thankful for all the things that He did in my life. Even though I planned my life in different ways, nothing of what I planned happened, but only His will.
那我过去也为我自己的人生做了很多的计划，但到头而来，没有一件事情是照我自己的计划成就的。
And I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the brothers and sisters for their prayers because the last day before yesterday, they ran one more test on my cancer and I'm clean, thank God.
那我也想借这个机会来谢谢各位弟兄姐妹的带导。在前天我也去做了检查，那医生说身体里面没有任何的肿瘤。
So I would like to end this sharing with a verse in the Bible. It's from Proverbs 19:21.
那我想最后以箴言十九章二十一节来做互相勉励。
Which says like this. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand.
箴言十九章二十一节这边这样说：人心多有计谋。唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
Okay, thank you. May all the praise and glory be unto God's name.
要愿一切荣耀都归给神。
Hallelujah, amen.
Thank God for the wonderful testimony.
感谢神这美好的见证。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
我们去翻到耶利米书二十九章。
My one friend, Brother Francisco, shared, we have our plans, but God's counsel and God's plan will prevail.
那就像刚刚 Francisco 弟兄分享的，我们人都会有自己的计划，但是最终还是神他的计划会成就。
But what is this plan of God for us?
那神要给我们的计划是什么呢？
Let's take a look at Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
29章11节。
Verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
十一节耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是要叫你们末后有指望。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
十二节，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
Verse 13.
十三。
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Thank God for giving Brother Francisco this earnest heart to seek the God that is in the Bible.
那感谢神，在让 Francisco 弟兄可以来这样子寻求神。
So when he was young, when he go to the church, when he saw that people were praying to saints, to almost like images, then he feel that is something wrong.
那他小时候去上教堂的时候，发现人是像这种一个。景象来一个人的照片来祷告的时候，他觉得这是不对的。
When he studied the Bible, he realized there is Holy Spirit.
当他来读圣经的时候，他发现是有圣灵。
He studied the Bible, he realized Sabbath is important.
那他读圣经之后，他发现需要守安息日。
So when the person truly search after the God in the Bible,
当一个人来这样在圣经里面寻求神
，God will find him.
神就会来找到他。
God will lead his way.
神会带领这个人。
That he can come all the way into the family of Christ.
所以可以使这个人来归入神的家里面。
God says, "You will call out to me, and I will answer."
所以神说，你们会寻求我，我也会应允你们。
So in many times when he had difficulty in his life,
所以当他过去生命里面有困难的时候
，he called to the Lord.
他就呼求神。
He called to the Lord together with his wife.
他跟他太太一起来。
When the husband and wife pray together in the Lord,
当夫妻一起在主里面祷告
，the prayer is powerful.
这个祷告是非常有。
When the husband and wife can pray in one heart and one mind to the Lord,
当这夫妻可以同心一意的祷告
，the Lord will answer.
神就会应允。
When the husband and wife pray together in the Lord,
当夫妻在神里面主里面一起祷告
，then this burden who was too heavy for one person when two carry it together, it is not so heavy anymore.
所以当这个重对一个人来讲很重的重担，同时现在有两个人来承担，就比较不会那么重了。
So he said he found peace.
他说他找到了平安。
Even though it was still very difficult,
虽然对他来说还是非常的困难
，but he was able to find peace and comfort.
但他还是可以在主里面找到平安和安慰。
The Lord says, "My will, I know the plan I have for you."
所以神说，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
Today we might face with many different things.
我们可能人一生会碰到许多不同的事情。
Some very nice things.
可能有些是好的。
Some not so pleasant.
有些是不愉快的。
It is actually just like what it says in Psalm.
但就像在诗篇里面讲到的
，The Lord is our shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
He guideth sometimes to the green pastures.
他带领我们到可安息的水边。
Right, the green pastures are beside the still water, a very comfortable place.
那带领我们到非常舒适的地方。
But sometimes he will also guide us through the valley of the shadow of death.
但他也会带领我们行过死荫的幽谷。
But fear not.
但我们不要惧怕。
For he is with us.
因为他与我们同在。
His staff and his rod will comfort us.
他的杖、他的竿会安慰我们。
No matter how difficult it is,
不管是多么困难的事情
，we can continue to trust in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以继续再这样子来相信神。
And when the whole thing is over, and we look backwards, when we see how much the grace of God is with us.
当我们走过这件事情，回头看，我们就知道神的恩典跟我们同在。
So really, sometimes, when we quickly say, "I don't have anything to share,"
有时候我们
as testimony,
可能会觉得说，我们并没有任何可以来做见证的事情。
That is maybe because we haven't sit down quietly and think about what God's grace in our life is.
或许是因为我们没有好好坐下来想想神在我们生命当中的一些恩典。
If we really take the time to ponder, we will identify many wonderful grace that God has given us already.
如果我们可以静下心来好好想一想，就可以看到神为我们所做的一切。
No matter in the time when it's very smooth or in the time it is difficult, we can see the guidance of the Lord.
不管是我们人生顺利的时候，还是困难的时候，我们都可以看到神的带领。
So may God continue to bless and guide Francisco and his family.
我们也求神继续带领凡斯狗弟兄和他的家人。
May all the glory be unto the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
愿一切荣耀都归给神。
Let us kneel down to pray.
我们一起祷告。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.